This morning, I invite you to open up your Bibles with me to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, for those of you visiting us this morning and joining us, we've been working our way through Psalm 23, and we're up to verse 2 this morning as we consider together what it means that he makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters and restores my soul. As we get ready to turn our attention to God's word this morning, let's ask him for his blessing. Please pray with me. Our Father in heaven, as we now open up your word together, it's our prayer that you will give us your spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know you better. We pray also that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened in order that we may know the hope to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints, and your incomparably great power for us who believe. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 23, beginning with verse 1, and as we do so, let's pay careful attention because this is God speaking his word to us. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. People of God, we can connect with the words of Psalm 23. Here in Northwest Iowa, there's a lot of agriculture going on. And so in a way that someone who grew up in the middle of a city, we understand agriculture, fields, farming, herding. Some of us even have farms of our own. We may even have sheep. And so we can relate with what's going on here in Psalm 23 and connect with these words a little more than someone who's in an urban setting. When this psalm is talking about green pastures, maybe the picture that comes to our mind are the pastures we drove past on our way to worship this morning. Lush, green pastures with water flowing down in between the two rolling hills. Not a piece of dirt in sight. Everything is green and lush. But the setting of Psalm 23, the psalm we're looking at this morning, the setting isn't Northwest Iowa. The setting is the land of Israel. And it's more of a desert there. There isn't much grass. There isn't much water. There aren't four seasons like we have, summer, fall, winter, and spring. There is a wet season and there is a dry season. For those of you from the Southwest, you can kind of understand what it's like. It's wet in the winter in the land of Israel and it's dry. Everything dries up in the summer. What does a pasture look like in the Southwest, in California or Arizona, especially if you don't irrigate it? Well, there's not a whole lot there. Israel has long, hot, dry summers without any rain, and it has short, cool, rainy winters. The average rainfall there is around 3 to 7 inches, and the rest of the year, it's dry. In the fall is when the rain starts to come and when things green up a little bit. It's the beginning of the wet season, time of moisture. In light of that, this psalm takes on a whole new meaning because all of a sudden this shepherd is providing water. and is providing grass in a place where there isn't much. Can you imagine walking into a Bible bookstore, maybe going online and seeing a picture of a desert scene, of dry rocks, of some tufts of desert plants here and there, but for the most part it's pretty desolate. And then at the bottom of that painting are the words, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." You might think, well, that doesn't really fit at all. Green pastures, quiet waters in the middle of the desert, is this some kind of joke? It seems like completely the opposite. But that's the point that David is making in Psalm 23. His shepherd, the Lord, provides even when, for all outward appearances, things are completely desolate and barren. Even when the circumstance and situation doesn't look very good at all, it's the Lord, his shepherd, who's providing for him. How many of us here this morning are like these sheep? It's been 5 months without rain. Things are desolate. 5 months of dry, but we know that our Lord and our shepherd will provide, because he always does. In spite of these sheep not having much to drink or eat in several months, in spite of it being 5 months of dry and desolate, and the first rains are still coming, but they haven't yet arrived yet to fill the pools and cause the grass to sprout. And in spite of that, the sheep have confidence in their shepherd. And it's not because of what they see around them, but because of who their shepherd is. Because when they look around, they're not seeing the rolling green, lush pastures that we have here in Iowa, but rather, their confidence is in their shepherd. He is the one who makes them lie down in green pastures. He's the one who leads them beside still waters, and he is the one who restores them their soul in spite of the bleak situation. And that's our theme this morning as we look at Psalm 23 together. The confidence, our confidence, doesn't come from the surrounding situation we find ourselves in or the circumstances we're in, but rather our confidence comes because of our shepherd. Our assurance comes because of who our shepherd is. The Lord is my shepherd. The result, as we looked at last time, is there's nothing I need. There's nothing I lack. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He is the one who makes you lie down in green pastures. He is the one who leads you beside still waters. And he is the one restoring your soul. And those will be our 3 points this morning as we consider Psalm 23 together. First, he makes you lie down in green pastures. As I mentioned, Israel is a pretty dry place. These lush pastures, these green pastures that David is talking about lying down in, they don't just happen. It takes work. In Palestine, where David wrote this psalm, he kept his father's flock. And you can think of pictures that you've seen of Bethlehem or even Palestine on the news. And it's not lush, rolling green hills. It's pretty desolate. And so for a shepherd to have a pasture for his sheep, he needs to put a little bit of time and work into it. It involves clearing away the rocks. It involves removing and tearing out the brush and the roots and the stumps and plowing and getting the soil ready, seeding, watering, weeding. I mean, you can think about the time it takes you just to mow your lawn and keep that up, and that's just a lawn. Here we're talking about an entire pasture to feed and care for sheep. But that's what the shepherd is doing. And that's the point that's being made here, because God is the one who is providing for his sheep. It's because of God's provision, it's because of all the time and effort and work that God has put into it, that we can confidently say, even though we're surrounded by a desert, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He causes me, is a better way to say it. He causes me to lie down. Notice that it's the shepherd who is making or getting the sheep ready, getting them to the point where they can lie down. Philip Keller is a pastor who was also a shepherd for about 8 years. And from his experience, he explains that It's almost impossible for a sheep to lie down unless they aren't afraid, unless there's no tension in the flock, no flies or parasites bothering them. And lastly, sheep will not lie down as long as they feel a need for finding food. They must be free from hunger. If they're still hungry, they're going to continue searching for food. In a desolate place, there's a constant search for food. There is no lying down. And so the question is, well, how does God get us to the point of lying down? Get us to the point of being full and content without any fear? And the answer is, when God is your shepherd, when the Lord is your shepherd, when Jesus Christ is your shepherd, then and only then will you get to the point of being ready to lie down, of being content and finding your rest and your peace in Him. I also want you to notice in this passage how it's not a command, go lie down. Kind of like what parents say to kids, go to bed. Go sleep. No, it's not a command. He's causing us, getting us to the point where we can rest and find our peace in Him. He is the one at work accomplishing this, creating that space for us, meeting our needs so that the result is us lying down in peace, resting comfortably. Because in spite of what we see around us, we know that He is our shepherd. We know that He provides, and we find our rest in Him. What is the lush green pasture for the sheep? Well, it's the food. It's the shepherd who's providing for His sheep, and they can eat until they're full, and then they can lie down and rest. Keller also explains that on flourishing pasture with knee-deep grass and clover, a lamb can reach 100 pounds in weight within 100 days of being born. And the secret to that growth rate is the sheep being able to fill up quickly and then lie down and ruminate and rest. So what does that look like for us as the sheep of His pasture, the flock under His care? How does God provide for each and every one of our needs so that we can lie down and we can be full and content? The goal here is for us to be able to rest, for us to be able to lie down in green pastures, for us to be content, free from fear, free from friction or flies or hunger. And what is our shepherd's response to those things in our life, to the craziness of our lives, the things that demand our attention, the things that cause our stress? What's our shepherd's response? What's Jesus' response to that? His response is, come to Me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is the one providing for our needs. And He does so in His Son, Jesus Christ. I am the good shepherd who lays down His life for the sheep. This is the rich and the lush provision of the shepherd for His flock, taking care of each and every one of our needs so that we can get to the point of saying, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing that I need. I shall not want. That's why we as sheep can say that he's my shepherd. There's nothing I need. I have it all in Christ. He makes me lie down. He gets me to the point of being comfortable enough to find my rest, my peace, my security, my comfort, my assurance in Christ alone. The circumstances of life, the trials, the deserts of our life, the things of this world were strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And He is the one who is accomplishing this. He is the one who is doing it. He is the one who makes you lie down, leading you to that place of rest. And He's also the one, in the second place this morning, who leads you beside still waters. That's our second point. He leads you beside still waters. Boys and girls, how many of you have watched sheep being loaded onto a trailer or sheep being moved? Maybe it's not sheep. Maybe it's cows or even goats. Typically, whenever we want to move animals somewhere, we get behind them and we herd them. We push the cattle. We get them onto that trailer so we can haul them. If you go across the street, that's probably what they're doing. They're pushing, herding the cattle onto those trailers. And that herding is in contrast to leading. I don't think I'll ever see anybody saying, "Hey, cow, come into this trailer with me." No, they're behind the cattle and they're pushing them onto the trailer. Well, in Bible times, maybe even in Israel today, sheep are led. They're not herded, they're not pushed from behind, but rather the shepherd walks in front and the sheep follow behind, kind of like following the leader. This past week up north fishing, a friend of mine who was also on that trip had mentioned how his cows and their calves had gotten out about a mile and a half away down the gravel road, and he grabbed a bucket full of grain and went out to them and kind of shook it and sprinkled a little on the ground and started walking back, and they did follow him all the way back into the barn. And so there we have that contrast. Herding, scaring cows into a trailer, or cattle into a trailer, or sheep or goats or anything into a trailer, versus leading them. They followed him. He had the food right into the barn. When it comes to the Lord as our shepherd, he's not herding us. He's not pushing and driving us from behind. He's leading us. He's guiding us. And he's doing so carefully. He goes first. And the theological significance of that in Christ is endless. Of him being the one who led the way, of him being the one who went there first, been there, done that, and we follow. And we know it's going to be okay because he's already gone through that life, that resurrection, that ascension, that glorification. He's leading. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those with young. He goes first. "I have gone to prepare a place for you," he tells us. So the question is, well, where are we going? Well, we're going to that place of rest. And when we think about these quiet waters, it's not so much quiet waters or still waters as much as it is a place where you can rest near water. It's not so much about the water that's being described, but rather the calm and the quiet and the rest that we have when the Lord is our shepherd. Kind of like what Augustine says, that our hearts are restless. "You've made us for yourself, O Lord. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." And that's what's happening here in Psalm 23. We find our rest, we find our peace in the Lord, in Christ, because if we look for it anywhere else, we're not going to have that rest, we're not going to have that peace. And it's him, our shepherd, who is leading us to that place of quiet and calm and rest. You might be thinking, well, I want this kind of rest. I want this kind of comfort. My life seems to be completely chaotic, out of control. Everything is upside down. It's almost survival of the fittest. And then when I look out, all I see is desert. I don't see many options. And it's in those moments of our life, those frantic moments of our life, that our good shepherd says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." "Come to me," Jesus says, "all you who are agitated, frantic, fearful, uneasy, and I will give you rest." People of God, trust in that peace that is found in Jesus Christ. This comfort is found in the Lord as your shepherd, the one who is leading you. And when you're following the Lord, that means that you aren't the one in front. You aren't the one calling the shots. He is. And that's our comfort. That's our assurance. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I am not my own, but belong in life and in death to my faithful shepherd, Jesus Christ. Philip Keller explains this reality by describing a bunch of sheep. He describes How we as sheep tend to want to do our own thing and not trust in the provision of the shepherd when we can't see it and have it all figured out. Here's what he says. He was watching a flock of sheep. They were being led down to a magnificent mountain stream. So snow-fed waters, flowing pure, clear, crystal clean, lovely banks of trees. But on the way down to those clean, pure waters, several stubborn ewes and their lambs stopped instead to drink from small, dirty, muddy pools beside the trail. The water in those pools was filthy. All the sheep had just walked through it all. Not only was it muddy and churned up by the passing sheep, but it even was filled with manure and urine from the previous flocks. But still, these stubborn sheep, they were sure it was the best drink obtainable. So often, as sheep, we think that we have it figured out, don't we? I know what I need. I know what's good for me. And we end up doing our own thing. I know where I can find rest. And instead of listening to the voice of the shepherd who's providing, we do our own thing, which is also called wandering. God tells us that the place to find this rest is in Him. The place to be fed is from His Word. So then why is it so often when life is stressful and crazy and we're going through the dark valleys of life, that's the first thing that we tend to pull away from? It's almost like we turn to anything and everything instead of the one place where this true rest can be found. Oh, this week is so busy, it's so crazy, we just moved in, I'm unpacking my stuff, there's a whole lot going on in our families, and we decide not to be fed from God's Word. We decide to skip the green pastures and the quiet waters for scrounging around in the desert instead, because we think that's what's best. It's like, wow, I'm so hungry, I'm going to skip dinner. It's not logical, but as sheep we think, hey, I know what's best, when in reality we don't. I'm so stressed. My family's going through a rough patch right now. I think we're just going to stay home from church this morning. College students and the rest of you, Saturday night got late. I'm just going to sleep in on Sunday morning. And what is that? That's us settling for the muddy, manure, urine-filled pools instead of the refreshing waters that Christ is leading us to. It's us staying away from God's Word and instead trying to find that rest somewhere else. Sheep, listen to your shepherd. When times are bleak and from your limited perspective you can't see the lush pastures He's providing and the waters to rest by, in that moment, you follow Him. You trust His leading. You listen to His voice. Our confidence, our assurance, our comfort doesn't come from the surrounding situation, but rather the one who is there with us, our shepherd who is leading and guiding us. He is the one who's making you lie down. He is the one leading you to rest. And it's because of Him that we know that whatever lies ahead, whatever the future holds, we know it will be okay. Because He's the one leading me beside quiet waters. And when we stray, because we all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to our own mud puddle, our shepherd is the one who's restoring us. He's the one who's bringing us back. And that's our third and final point this morning as we wrap up together. He restores my soul. This is a little more than just spiritual restoration. When David is talking about He restores my soul, what he's saying is that I, all that I am being restored. I am being revived. I am being renewed, being brought back. And so there you have Ezekiel 34. It's bringing that out. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays, restore the strays, bring back, revive, renew. And in light of that, you have what Christ says in Luke chapter 15. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. And he calls his friends and his neighbors together, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. He restores my soul. He brings me back into relationship with God Himself, brings us back to the flock because of Jesus Christ. Not only is this a restoration for all of us as a flock of a whole, but it's also a restoration that is for each of us individually. We are refreshed. We are restored. I mean, for example, look at where David's coming from. Psalm 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? David's in a very dark place there. And he goes from feeling utterly forsaken from his limited sheep perspective. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from me? And he's now been brought to a point, to a place, where he can declare that the Lord my shepherd is the one who restores my soul. He is the one who brings me back. And he can confidently say, just like the rest of us in Jesus Christ, that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, our Lord and our Shepherd, we pray that you will continue your leading and guiding for each and every one of us here this morning. Lord, as our faithful Shepherd, don't abandon us to our own ways, but go after us, restore us, renew us, return us. Make us lie down in green pastures. Lead us beside quiet waters. Let us find our peace and our rest in Christ alone, and restore us through the salvation that is ours in Jesus. It's in His name that we pray. Amen.